inspectors up at the North Pole, and they certified Santa One, which is Santa's reindeer-powered sleigh that is about to make the trek around the world on Christmas Eve. And he's good to go as far as the FAA goes.
And Rudolph, I understand Rudolph has to be his nose guides the thing. I grew up. I heard this story.
High tech. He's outfitted with new satellite-based next-generation technology, and it's going to allow Santa to deliver the toys much faster, so all those good little boys and girls will be getting their presents a lot quicker this year.
That's and you guys actually coordinate with NORAD to actually clear and make sure this isn't a problem.
Right. NORAD tracks Santa and his reindeer, but we also have, with our next-gen technology, our air traffic controllers know where Santa and the sled is at all times.
And you can track, we'll have the link on federalnewsradio.com, but you can track NORAD, as I say, works with the FAA, and you guys track him as he makes his trek.
Absolutely. We make sure he stays on track.
It's very exciting, and this is always a fun thing that you do. This is a fun thing to do for around the holiday season, isn't it? Very nice. Diane, anything else I didn't ask you about that I should have?
Yeah, we just want to make the point that now that Santa has his next-gen technology, with each year, we're going to have more and more technology on board, and Santa is going to be able to make this trip safer and faster than ever before.
And we should quickly explain next generation. This is a next generation of air traffic control, which really uses much more geo-positioning systems. It's a very high-tech, very advanced.
Well, replacing all our radar-based technology with satellite-based technology, basically similar to the GPS you use in the car. We're transforming the entire air traffic system into a satellite-based system, and it is going to eventually reduce delays. It is going to help the environment, and it'll save the airlines a lot of money and fuel costs.